This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The day after the Boston Marathon bombings, we're reacting, the Takeaway family up in Boston and all around the country reacting. You can react with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And of course, athletic events attract crowds, which may be why they attract terrorists or bombers. Thinking about the events of yesterday, I also thought about July 27th, 1996 in Atlanta.
This has been one of the longest and most difficult days in Atlanta's modern history. A bomb tore at the heart of Atlanta today and the Olympic Games early this morning. It exploded after a warning call to 911. And tonight, this city and these games are determined to prove they cannot be brought down by some crazed act.
Tom Brokaw, of course, of NBC News, announcing that bombing on July 27th, 1996. Kevin Sack covered the 1996 Olympics for our partner, The New York Times. He continues to cover Atlanta as a domestic correspondent for the paper. He joins us from his home in Atlanta. Kevin, your thoughts, feelings about what the people in Boston might be going through based on your own experiences?
Well, John, I have to say it was really eerie watching the video yesterday afternoon. The sound of the explosion felt the same, and the stunned reaction of the crowd felt the same. So I know that that everyone in Boston has to be feeling the same thing that folks down here were feeling almost 20 years ago, which is it's the desecration of an almost sacred community event. At least it was supposed to be. And I know there was a real feeling that I had early that morning covering that bombing, and I'm sure that folks in Boston have too, where it just sort of hits you that, in one split second, somebody has, forever changed the nature of that event and the legacy of that event and the way it'll be remembered, and also just the hard work of a lot of people, including the athletes, obviously.
Kevin Sack describing the emotional whiplash of what happened when the bomber attacked the Olympics in July of 1996 in Atlanta, Georgia. Kevin, there are also lessons from the investigation and how easy it is for emotion to drive facts away from center stage as you try to figure out what's going on.
Well, that's right. And obviously everyone remembers that there was a sort of a disastrous investigative turn back in 1996, where just a day or two after the bombing, investigators began to focus on Richard Jewell, who had actually been the private security guard in the park, in Centennial Olympic Park, who had noticed the knapsack that contained the bomb shortly before it exploded. There was a gigantic media mob covering their attention to him. When you've got the Olympics in town, there are a lot of reporters here. And there was an incredible focus on him. It took several months. In fact, it took all the way until, October, late October, 3 months later, before he was cleared and focused in the investigation, then turned elsewhere. It eventually landed on Eric Robert Rudolph, but he was only captured or even identified and associated with this bombing after three other bombings.
Kevin, when did people in Atlanta learn not to fear crowds before we go?
Yeah, it's difficult, and I know that there will be a tendency in Boston to do that. But, it's interesting. In Atlanta, Andy Young held a service just days after the bombing here, and they filled that park once again. And it was a real showing by the city that we weren't going to let that event deter us, and I know that Boston will do the same.
Great image. Kevin Sack, domestic correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, covered the Atlanta Olympic bombings in 1996. Thanks, Kevin.
Sure thing.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.